Back to the Steve Cochran Show.
We could have this flood again in another month. We did have a flood of this elevation only 4 years ago.
Well, obviously, we're going to have to rip out our entire carpet in the basement. We're going to have to probably cut out some drywall.
When it comes down that fast, pipes get filled with water, and there's no place for the water to pump. So this is what happened.
We're going to have to get rid of all our baseboards. We're going to have to repaint. It's going to be expensive, I have a feeling.
We probably, I want to estimate around 30,000 bags we handbagged.
Trying to get them sand is really hard. That house is really bad, too, because the street's about 4 or 5 feet deep. You can't just drive sand to them. We got to take them 5, 10 bags at a time by boat. So it's been a lot of work.
We've now had, by my count, I believe, 3 storms of the century in the last 10 years. We should probably get Skilling on to talk about that. You know, and is this part of the global warming story? The people of Round Lake Area Schools have been just hammered. Dr. Phil George, a principal at Murphy, will join us in just a second. But let me start with Sheila Duhane, who is Director of Operations for Round Lake Area Schools. Do I have your title right, Sheila?
Yes, you do.
I'm sorry what you're going through there, and I'm sorry the kids and the families are going through it as well. It's got to be ridiculous.
Yeah, we got hit pretty hard. Some of our elementary buildings were impacted, but undoubtedly the community was hit equally hard. So a lot of our families are still digging their homes from underwater.
So as far as the schools itself go, is it too early to even quantify the damage, or are you getting a look at it now?
It is still relatively early. We have been working very closely with our restoration company as well as our insurance adjuster. But, yeah, preliminary numbers are starting to be formatted, but we're still trying to figure out the extent of the damage.
Because the deal here that people need to realize, if you're like me and you live in the western burbs and you didn't get hit, how lucky you are. For instance, let me go to Dr. Phil Georgia here, who is in charge of the school, the Murphy School. You guys lost your library, is that right, Doctor?
Yeah, that's correct. We had the library under 4 feet of water, but the lower level also had 4 classrooms, our book room of curricular supplies, the gym is down in the lower level, and also our music room. So we had quite a number of areas that were hit by the damage.
So I assume you lost the instruments and things in the music room, too?
Not all of them. It's a tiered music room with different levels, and so a number of the things were on the upper levels. And when we got into the building the first day of the storm, the water was only 15 inches, so a number of things were able to get moved up before the water came up any higher.
You know what's amazing, though, and you know this, Doctor, as you do as well, Sheila, it doesn't take much water to do a ton of damage. You get just a couple of inches or an inch of water, you know, and everything at that level, it's done. You got to replace it. You got to tear out carpeting. You got to do all those things. Sheila, when will you know if there's any mold issues going forward?
So right now, we are conducting a structural analysis. So we've had the structural engineer come out. Right now, we're combing through our electrical systems as well as the HVAC systems. But we are anticipating having mold. Not only did we have several feet of water, but it sat for quite a long time just because the village had difficulty pumping out water. And so the assumption is that there is mold present, or there will potentially be mold. And so we're just going to take precautionary measures, cut out all drywall, cut out all carpet, replace ceiling tiles, anything that was touched by water, we're considering a total loss. Because, again, we just need to err on the side of caution for the sake of the kids.
Were you both amazed by the number of volunteers that showed up from day one when this started to happen? I mean, we've been covering this for several days now, and you've been living it, but people showing up to sandbag to help remove stuff from the school. We saw all those images on TV of people just showing up and saying, how can I help in any way?
Yeah, so we've had an outpouring of support from the community. We weren't actually able to sandbag because the water came up so quickly. For at least a 24-hour period, the water outside the school was about a foot higher than the water inside. And so we've just been dealing with a wider range of people calling, from current retired staff, students, parents, neighbors, community groups. The wider education community has been amazing in reaching out to us. Everybody just asking what they can do to help.
So is it a blessing this happened during the summer so you don't have to miss time at school?
Well, it could have happened earlier in the summer.
Yeah, I suppose that's true.
It could have not happened at all. But we just have to deal with what we have.
What does that mean timing-wise, Sheila, for the fix?
So obviously, we were already stripping and waxing floors. We were painting, yep. And so... Unfortunately, this is definitely not what you want to see from a facility standpoint. So we are really in a crunch right now. We're trying to make sure that we explore all options in order to start school in August. So, I mean, that is still very much the goal, but obviously it's going to be hard to do so.
Yeah, and parents should understand that now and make whatever potential tentative arrangements you might need to make, because you could be on a delay. It could be a few days, could be longer.
That's possible. Again, we're exploring all options at this point. And we're really, I mean, we've had a huge outpour from internal schools. Like, so a lot of our other elementary buildings have opened their doors, neighboring districts. We've had mobile companies reach out. So we're really digging through and seeing what options are available. But luckily, we have a lot of options to try to maintain the school year and hopefully not start that much later than normal if we need to do that at all.
So, Sheila, if there is a way for people to help who weren't hammered by this and feel terribly for what you guys are going through, I mean, what do they do?
So we are anticipating full coverage through our insurance company,
okay.
So which is great for us. However, I know that the Round Lake Public Library, they're accepting books on our behalf, as well as our Education Foundation. They're also accepting donations. So if people want to reach out and make donations, those are probably the two best avenues to go through. But again, those will be above and beyond, because we are anticipating that insurance will restore what was lost.
And as far as manpower and just physical labor goes, neighbors are helping neighbors and everybody's stepping up, I guess, right?
Yeah, the community has been extremely resilient. They've really come together. I met a lady who lives off Greenwood, which is right across the street from Murphy, and she emptied out her refrigerator and was just passing food around to all her neighbors. So the outpouring of support and just help for each other has been amazing.
Dr. Georgia, is there anything that can be done as a teaching moment out of this when the kids come back to school? I mean, some of them may be too young to understand, but, you know, the importance of money and what insurance means and all of those things, does that apply here at all?
Yeah, absolutely. I think, you know, there's some great opportunities for that. I think the larger lesson that I'm learning from this is just the value of community and people reaching out and helping each other. You know, when the flooding first started, our staff were really worried about their classrooms and their personal belongings. And then we found out that a lot of that stuff is really going to be covered by insurance, and that their hearts then just kind of went out to the community around us. We're a neighborhood school. You know, we've got some aerial photos of the flood on our Facebook page, and you can see all the houses just right next to the school that have been, you know, really affected by that. So, you know, our staff, you know, as much as they've lost, they've turned around and said, you know, we need to help our community members and our families. So they set up a GoFundMe page and have just, you know, it's just really shown the spirit of our teachers and their character and really the, you know, the face of the American public school educator.
Well, we appreciate it, and we're feeling for you. And if you need help publicizing any of this, we hope you'll let us know. And Sheila, I know you got to keep an eye on all the schools, so same goes for you. If you need help with any publicity, let us know.
We appreciate it. Thank you so much.
Thank you to both, and good luck with the rest of the summer.